Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Couple of notes from around the sports world before we get into the Redskins defense and whether it can keep up its impressive performance. Looks like Dwayne Wade is close to choosing the Cleveland Cavaliers, according to NBA sources. ESPN.com story right now. I actually liked the idea of Wade coming to the Wizards a little bit to come off the bench and to be Paul Pierce for them.
I would have loved it.
I never really heard any momentum on that. I don't even know if they have what it would take to bring him here. I'm guessing he's going to make more money than I'd be willing to pay him anyway. That was a foregone conclusion, it seemed like, when it began, that he was open for employment, that the Cavs were going to be where he ended up because he and LeBron are close. And the Cavs are the team that just brings on whatever veteran that wants to go chase a ring that they can.
You just get to do that, I guess.
But I would have liked him in Washington. That would have been kind of cool.
Would have been a great fit. Great fit. Now, I'm with you that it probably was never possible, never on the table, because there are only a couple teams that get to play by completely different rules when it comes to player acquisition. If you have LeBron James, that's one of them. Just one of those things that frustrates me. And also, he's probably going to get a chance to start because that rotating cast of nonsense that they've had at the two guard has been dreck. So I imagine Wade will be able to play together, play off the ball from LeBron and have an impact. Not like they were in Miami, but he'll help.
I believe the UMSO news desk has some breaking news on the Maryland Terrapins front. It's not good news, but the Terps coming off of a bad loss this weekend that was damaging to their hopes this season. So let's go to five-star Brendan Dar.
High four-star quarterback Kasim Hill is now out for the year with a torn ACL. Their top two quarterbacks are now done for the year.
You're going to be kidding me.
With ACL injuries.
Has any team ever had more quarterback injuries in a span of four seasons?
Not one. Maryland?
The last 3 years and four of the last five, they've had to start at least three quarterbacks.
What year was it that they started like an inside linebacker at quarterback?
That was like 4 years ago.
I feel like that this is a 4 year stretch where if you play quarterback for Maryland, you will shred knee ligaments.
Yes, heartbreaking. That just stinks. I feel terrible for both those kids. By the way, both of them. What did nothing wrong? Just played effectively.
Playing sport.
That stinks.
Trying to achieve. That's too bad. Sorry to hear that, Brendan. But we appreciate that update from the UMSO News Desk.
Always appreciate the UMSO News Network.
And as Maryland fans out there know, even though Virginia is doing great.
Virginia's doing great.
No producer keeps you more up to date and abreast of what's going on with the Maryland Terrapins than Brendan Dar does.
The To Be Fair News Network always has the latest breaking news and adds 2 stars to every review for every prospect. It's a staple of what they do. A lot of people accuse different networks of political bias. Dar has a star bias. He adds 2 stars to everybody's ranking. So a 2-star becomes a 4, and everyone should be really excited about a mediocre recruiting class.
I'm not going to give you...
Yeah, I agree that this is Virginia. We're proud and we're inclusive. What I don't agree with you is that we're doing great.
What?
If to sub in Maryland football instead of Virginia there at this point. It's a tough break for the boys.
I wouldn't say Virginia football is doing great.
No.
No, Virginia football hasn't been doing great in a little while. The Mushball game, Grant and Danny Classic, my team versus Danny's team is a week from today, October 3rd, 6:30 p.m., Nats Youth Baseball Academy in D.C., if you have not been to this academy, the playing fields are immaculate.
It's so cool.
It's just going to be an awesome night. It's going to be very exciting. We want people to come watch the game. There's going to be DC sports stars, celebrities, dignitaries, a bunch of people from the station. John Allville from the Junkies is in.
He is in.
JP will be playing. I don't believe we've got an Eric Bickle confirmation, and I don't believe we've got a Jason Bishop confirmation just yet. More to come on those guys.
Working on them.
But we are going to have a heavy contingent of the radio station. Will Montgomery just texted me. He will be there.
Nice, Monty.
Other former Redskins, including Santana Moss, expected to show up. Jamal Collier, our buddy from MLB.com, texted me about a half hour ago. He is coming. So we're excited. There's going to be a lot of people there. We'll kind of release the guest list as we get closer and closer. But it is going to be a lot of fun. So come play mushball, which is basically softball with a mushy rubber ball.
And it's Team Grant versus Team Danny. Again, Grant is, the line has moved to a half run favorite because he has seen mushball played before.
Can I incorporate Tom in on this really quickly? Danny keeps pretending that my team is a half run favorite because I've seen mushball. Remember all the Dan Ruye mentions of home runs in college?
Second team A-10. Never forget.
Is that correct? Second team A-10?
Yeah, a couple times.
Second team A-10. A couple times he said under his breath. Okay, second team A-10. Also, me, Little League 224 career hitter. I'm a half run favorite somehow? What is going on here? I think he's trying to set a very low bar, I think is what he's doing.
I think he's hedging because the complaint behind the scenes this morning about how his back was hurting, and he always tells a story about...
Oh, I didn't even connect the dots.
He always tells a story about how he tore his ACL playing pickup basketball one time.
Yeah, that's right.
I think he's hedging also, in case he goes 0 for 5.
I've got one more thing to add to this. Okay. He's going to hit a bomb. I mean,
it's not true.
We're playing on a Little League field, effectively.
20 years ago, I was effective at playing baseball.
Guy,
that is two decades.
You ever seen Lomity Stadium in Williamsport? We're basically playing on that. You're going to hit a ball out. Don't worry.
I won't. I'm going to roll over one. And it's either quad or hamstring going to first.
I used the term celebrity lightly, but there was like this celebrity game for a couple years that I played in over at the Bethesda Big Train Stadium. It was a blast. It was basically Redskins against media people.
Okay? I could never do it.
This is my point, though. I agree. I don't know if you were on air or not when you just said that.
No, I wasn't, but I was saying loosely based media people.
Correct, yes.
Stop.
Loosely used.
Pilgrim.
But there were a lot of us that played in these games, okay, that had fun, and we enjoyed it, and I wish this was still going. Danny always had a reason he couldn't come.
I did. I had reasons I couldn't go. I could never go.
Danny played college baseball. Talks about his college career from time to time.
I do not.
You don't?
In reference to stuff like this, where you go, you played college baseball, and I go, 20 years ago.
It's come up a few times that you played college baseball without anyone bringing it up, I think. I think that's a fair critique. That's not fair?
I don't know. I don't think I'd talk about it more than you talk about like being on Letterman, because it's a factoid. We're sharing our lives for 4 hours every day.
I think I've probably talked about that twice ever. I'm going to take the under on that, but I'll take your word for it.
I'll take the over because you have talked about it at least 5 to 10 times.
And that's the point of me being critical. Simple as here's an anecdote. Here's a story. This is right. Something that happened where I tell an anecdote or a story
but
of something that happened.
The difference between you being on Letterman and talking about it and Danny playing baseball and talking about it is that you're technically still doing what you did on Letterman, which is talk to a huge amount of people
right.
through a microphone. Danny here is the person that's bringing up baseball and then almost hedging on performance for next week's mushball tournament.
Because when I use it, it's like, hey, I had a teammate who faced this. You know, and that's kind of all. But no one's sitting there going, you know who was awesome 20 years ago? I was great, dude. Every time someone threw me a slider, drilled it out of the yard. I'm not doing that at all.
I never said you did that.
Well, that's the implication. It's like, you always over-talk about being a college baseball player.
Guy,
so now Dukes is going to call in and say all he talks about that and having a baby.
You have been
Blue
known
Shorts
to
has
do
already
it.
Wrote a blog post.
You've been known to do it to establish, I think, like, an ethos, a credibility, basically. Like, when I played at George Washington, ..
Stop it.
My point is...
The George Washington.
Thank you. If you don't say it right, you're off the alumni list.
My point is, I think you need to own that a little bit more when it comes to playing in these types of games. Like, it's something that comes up, and it's a perk. It's a good thing. It's beneficial to you. I think when we come to events like this, you should just own it and say, yeah, I played college baseball. It was really good. I'll probably hit the ball pretty far.
But knowing myself, which is something I'm pretty good about, okay, I understand me pretty well. I will not be effective like people may think. It sounds like you generally think I'll be effective in this game. And that's flattering. That's very nice. I will hurt myself.
I don't think you will.
I'm certain of it because I've got a pretty good recent sample of injuring myself doing mundane things. I can't jog on a treadmill downstairs. I have to use the elliptical because it's lower resistance. I can't jump rope, otherwise my lower left sciatica. Like, I am an old B.I. you-know-what, the rest of that word.
Can I just please ask you a question?
Right.
This is not condescending.
I promise.
That's a good start.
I bet you it is a little.
It's definitely condescending. Anyway, you are so confident that you can kick 19 out of 20 field goals from 40 yards.
Because that's easy.
Yeah, but...
For an NFL field goal kicker, should be able to kick it every time.
This is a great point by
Dar.
But
you're going to hit a home run.
This is a great point by Dar.
How are you so confident that you can do something you've never done
By the way,
but you're not going to do well.
You could
in
just say that you can't do. You could just say that to him.
No, it's easy. Every field goal should be good.
It's so easy that he has refused to ever kick field goals. That's how easy it is.
This is what's going to happen. It's going to be, let's say, the bottom of the first inning, because Danny will be hitting third, because he'll have some fast guy on first base.
That's right. That's how I make up the lineup.
You'll be on third, or you'll be on third in the order. Danny will get in his head because he's proven to us that he's already in his head sitting here today.
I'm not hitting myself third, I'll tell you that.
He's going to pop up, infield pop fly, and is going to make a huge scene in front of so many people.
This is actually a really good development. Will you be the guy? Because you have in the past said you were insufferable to play with.
Yes.
As a youth.
Play with and play against.
Will you be the guy who like ruins the fun by like slamming the bat and yelling and cursing and any of that?
Is it a competitive? I have a question for you, and you'll be able to answer this question. Is this a competitive environment?
It's whatever you want it to be. It's a softball game. I would say no.
Are there two teams, and is score being kept?
Yeah, score will be kept.
Then I will be insufferable.
Will you drive home without AC if you don't hit a home run?
Correct. If my team A doesn't win and I don't perform excellently, I mean, I'm talking about excellently. Where the point is, people are going to come in on Wednesday and be like, you know who was great in that game? It was Danny. And he was sandbagging the whole time. If I'm not incredible, which, by the way, is unrealistic, I will be furious.
So if you pop out, as Tom just said, you get under one, you lift it to third base.
A scene.
And Barry Svrluga makes a catch coming over the line. Okay?
Level of livid.
You're going to curse?
Yeah.
You're going to yell?
Yeah.
That's just hilarious.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Danny's going to go 4-for-4, home runs, and then he's going to pretend like nothing happened.
No. By the way, he asked me, is this a competitive environment? I was like, it's your team against my team, and Jamal Collier's at shortstop. No, it's not that competitive.
The answer is yes.
And
they're
Danny
keeping
goes,
score.
Is someone keeping score? It's competitive. I'm going to be insufferable.
Yeah, that is correct. And I'm going to be terrible. It's like I get mad when I don't bowl well. I bowl once a year, and somehow like I'm mad that I can't go 230.
AC is for winners.
AC is for winners, son.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Is the Redskins defense going to be able to keep up what it's done so far? We'll get into that next. Charlie Slows at 12:45.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.